You are now listening to the greatest podcast on planet Earth, Sports Cypher Podcast, where we diagnose, debate, and dissect sports. Cypher up.
Jersey stand up and I'm in the building.
What's good, y'all? This is Ricardo, a.k.a. Maximum, a.k.a. Cardo, a.k.a. the guy with all the a.k.a.s. You are now tuned in to the Sports Cypher. Let's go.
They saved the best for last. This is Blaine, the ace of spades. And we're here to give the people what they want. More of me.
Welcome to another episode of the Sports Cypher Podcast. I am here with the guys, Jersey, Blaze, Ricardo, and I'm Buddy. Y'all see what's up? We got an oldie but goodie that's back for the first time, but it's not the first time. We got my boy Maul back on the show. What's up, Maul?
What's up, man? It's an exciting time of year right now with all the free agency and baseball. It's good time to be a sports fan.
My favorite time to be a sports fan.
It's Christmas time right now. It but, is. But this, what we're starting off with is not a good time, man. We have some RIPs to get through. Tough time for these people's family. We starting off with Nathan Tyler Barrett. That's the brother of R.J. Barrett. He's been away from the team ever since his brother died. And I heard some reports that him and the family is taking it super hard, and I don't think he's going to return to the team this season.
I feel very bad for him. Yeah. So
rest in peace.
My condolences rest to the family. Peace. Yeah.
I was trying to find his age. He was the little brother, right?
I think he was a little brother. Yeah. Little brother. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, he got to be early 20s, late teens.
Late teens.
Yeah, their dad was a superstar in Canada.
Track and field, right?
No,
basketball. The mother ran track and field. She went to St. John's. Yeah.
Okay.
What happened? Basketball. How did he pass?
I don't know. I was trying to
They said he had a long-term illness, so I'm assuming. Okay. Well, I mean, not assume, but yeah. He's been sick for a while. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Next, we have Don Schmerit. He died of cancer at 66 years old, a former D-tackle for the Dallas Cowboys. Lost his battle with cancer.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Also, we have Konstantin Kosov, a Russian, former Russian hockey player, and he wound
up.
Yeah, 42. He wound up committing suicide, jumped off a balcony, and he was the girlfriend of a famous tennis player. I can't pronounce her name.
Yeah,
he's number two ranked in the
world. Yeah, it started with an A and it ended with a K. Her last name was like Anna Kakovic.
Rest in peace.
I don't know. Like, I'm trying to remember all the top female tennis players, but
yeah, she's number two, right?
She's fairly new to that tier.
Yeah,
I just can't remember. I haven't heard her name enough to know how to pronounce it. It's pretty complicated.
Right. Next we have Steve Tensi, a former quarterback of the Broncos and Chargers. He passed away at 81. He was known for a famous pass he made in one of the Super Bowl appearances that the team had made.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
What team he played for?
Broncos and Chargers.
The Broncos. Oh, yeah. I thought you said Browns. I just misheard.
Oh, it's all good. speaking of NFL, we got to talk about this dude.
Oh, Lesterous. I'm sorry, buddy. Before we continue, I just want to give a rest in peace to Jasmine, our friend. I just wanted to say that real quick.
It's important.
She was really close to a lot of us here, and we know her in passing as well. But she passed away Sunday at the age of 30. So just want to say condolences to any friends and family who might hear this, and just people who knew her in general. She'll be missed.
Rest in peace to the nice one.
Rest in peace.
Memory I have is good. You know.
Yeah.
Like she was always funny and laughing, and you know,
always laughing. Just peace.
Yeah, man, most definitely, man. Also, to our friend Mocha, man.
Oh, absolutely. Talib Reynolds passed away.
Yeah.
It's been a tough start to the, the new year for a lot of us. So, you know.
It's crazy, bro. Deleting people's name out your phone that passed away as younger than you, bro. That's crazy for me, man.
Yeah.
That's pretty wild. Man,
it takes me a while to do it. So.
I don't lie. I keep the numbers. I do.
I keep the numbers.
Yeah. Every time I go to the messages, you know, my stuff, I just kind of say, like, this made me think of them.
Right.
I don't delete the text messages or the voicemails.
Yeah, so. I never delete the text message either. But all right, man, let's talk about this player who had a very, very awesome career. 3-time Defensive Player of the Year. He's retiring. And a bit of a young age. You say he have more Pro Bowl level play left in him. Aaron Donald. He's retired from the NFL, man.
I'm going to tell you, I like when players go out on their own terms like that. You know, no one cut him. No one was like, you're washed, Russell Wilson. They said...
Oh, God.
I'm kidding, sort of. But no, definitely, congratulations on a great career.
Yeah, he hinted at it a couple years ago. You know, he was getting close to the end of his career. So,
yep,
it's not surprising, but... You know, Aaron Donald is one of the best to do it. So, good career for sure. And he got him
high
Super Bowl.
Top 25.
Got him a Super Bowl.
Like out of all positions, or just in general top 25?
Maybe all. I mean, he's really
on the defensive side of the ball. Absolutely top. Yeah. Probably top 15.
Top 10.
Yeah.
Top 10. Maybe bro. Top 10. He was just pure dominance, bro.
As a defensive tackle, probably top three.
And
if
maybe
not the best,
and maybe overall, I would say top 25, top 20, man.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, I'm not arguing with that.
No,
not at all.
Yeah.
Like
his dominant run, bro. Like I saw him blow through three offensive linemen that was trying to block him before, bro. Like this dude was so powerful, man. You know, because you know he was short, and some people thought he was undersized. He was so fast when he came out of Pittsburgh, bro.
He was
so fast.
He had short arms.
Power.
Oh man.
The short arms.
And everybody thought that was a bad thing, but he made it work, bro. Like,
he did.
Everybody, he wouldn't be able to shade the blocks. And
some people beat the measurables.
They do. Sometimes you have a unicorn.
What a hell of a unicorn that was. Congratulations to him, man.
Congrats.
Yeah. So we're sticking with the NFL right now, y'all. So the NFL is considering a proposal to get rid of the hip drop tackle and also try to change the rule of the kickoff as well. So some of the things with this hip drop tackle, they're trying to propose that, well, if a person extend the arm to try to grab a person and then, you know, that's they look try to look at that as being illegal because they say people do the hip drop tackle, which is, say somebody grab you by the waist and they just drop all their weight on your legs, and then you know it leads to broken bones and torn ligaments at the ankle or ACL injuries and stuff. So they're just trying to cut that back and stuff like that. But one person asked me a question today: how the heck they supposed to tackle if this pass? So what y'all think? What you got, Blade? What you think about this?
I don't know. I think they're going to be playing flag football soon. So it's ridiculous.
Man, how we tackling, Mo?
Well, okay, so you know, I was on YouTube one day, and it just so happened to suggest to me like the origins of football and how it evolved from, you know,
from rugby,
kicking the ball and stuff like that. So to me, this is just another step. Because, you know, there have been some deaths in football, and I don't mean like recently. I mean like when it was – like they always try to evolve the game to make it safer. And everybody who started watching football, you know, years ago, we always feel like, well, they're changing it or they're making it softer, which is true. But I don't know, man. I mean, if the hip drop thing is one thing, but to tell somebody they can't extend their arms and all of that, like, yeah, I kind of like Blade, like, you know, we're going to be playing flag football soon. Because how you tackle somebody if you can't even grab them?
So can't grab him.
And here's my
thing. You just got to spear him or something? Like,
that's illegal too, probably.
That is
only the quarterback, not the runners. Only the quarterback,
So here's my thing too. How are referees supposed to officiate all this stuff? Like, that's going to, I mean, referees, the NFL by far is the hardest game to officiate, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, you're just adding more complexity to a core component of the game, which is tackling. I don't, you know, people are going to be very upset if this comes to pass. I appreciate them trying to keep players healthier, but I just don't know how this is going to play out in reality. Like,
hold on. But the problem is, these guys have been learning this since peewee. You've been learning a way of tackling since peewee, and now you're going to tomorrow. You can't do that. That's a hard change. That's like, you know, it's all in your instincts.
I was going to say it's very instinctual. I mean, if you're trying to tackle somebody, to extend your arms and try to grab them. I mean, I don't know.
And what's your answer, like,
in the words of Dwayne Johnson, it doesn't matter. Why doesn't it matter? Because, yes, people will complain, right? People will do all kinds of complaints. They'll complain about the referees. They've been complaining about the referees since the referees been reffing good. Now they're reffing terrible. We all would agree. But it's also more difficult. It doesn't matter because the NFL salary cap went up like a historically ridiculous amount. Why? Because more people than ever are watching football. They're not losing fans. They're not losing fans. And that's what this is. It's a revenue-generating sport. They want people. Half the people are not purists. They don't love defensive games with excellent. A majority of people want to see lots of scoring and ESPN highlights sell. It's
and a good number of people just watch it because they gamble on the game,
right?
And because they really gamble on the game. One way or the other.
Really not going to affect their bottom line.
I would say it won't affect it now, but I feel like if they officiate tackling to a point where it's detrimental to the game, then I think people will start to go over to the other football league that's going on and stuff.
Not as long as their fantasy players are scoring
now.
Points.
Not now. I mean like years down the line. I don't mean like right now. The NFL is in its prime right now, so I don't. I'm not talking. I'm talking.
They
like
keep
2040.
Getting primers. Seem like the NFL keeps 2040. Getting primers.
Right.
Every time we like for now, in the prime, for now. Then get, right, you right. Well, we definitely will see though. Yeah, we definitely will definitely see.
Like, also, these they change rules all the time. For me, when I hear a rule change, we've seen rules change for a year, change back.
Yeah, it actually said it would stick for a year. That's actually true. In the article. Change of
everything. Remember the challenge, the interference.
Yeah.
Also, speaking of trying to make it more exciting, so they're trying to the kickoff, they're trying to do an XFL type of kickoff to where you have 9 players standing at a particular spot that's on the kickoff team, and they can't move until the person catch the ball. Like, there will be no fair catching at all. The person can't fair catch and get the ball moved up if you do that. But if it's a touchback, it goes up to the 35-yard line. So only the kicker and the person next to the kicker can have a running start and kick from where they normally kick at, and the other 9 players will be at a certain spot, and they won't be able to run until the person gets the ball and they start running, then they can run to try to cut down on crackback injuries and stuff like that. And they also think it's going to help more kickoff returns happen and be more exciting plays for kickoff as well.
I don't think it's going to help as far as injuries go, because I'm like, even if these are professional athletes. Within 3 strides, they're already at full speed. Like, I mean, what does that matter? But I guess.
Because, you know, when you're running full speed, somebody block you, it's a crackback block, then you hit your neck, and then out of neck is
back. Oh, no, I hear you, but I'm just saying, it doesn't take much to get up to full speed. I mean,
right.
But
this my thing, though, like, it's like they're contradicting themselves in the same rule, because they're encouraging a kick return, But then they're saying on the other side that kick returns are a major point of injury. Right. So how are you encouraging something but saying that it's bad?
It's very much an oxymoron. That's why I'm saying, why don't they just move the ball back to the where they used to kick off from, the 25-yard line? The 30-yard? I can't remember anymore. Just move the kickoff back to where what it originally was. Was it the 20?
Yeah, that's where punts still come out too. Yeah.
No. I mean, like, where the kicker
the kick off punts and kicks were the same.
Instead of kicking off.
They moved that kick off from.
I forgot where it was.
Right. I think it's
you're right.
I think it's 30, 35. They do it now.
And it used to be the 20 or the 25 before.
Oh.
Because there was way less touchbacks before they moved the kicker up for the kickoff. So.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm like this. Reverse back to what it was before.
And the other
but
thing
it was
then,
way more kick returns and way more injuries. So that's what
I'm saying. But a lot more excitement. You had a lot more kickoff touchdowns, a lot more, you know.
Okay.
People's jobs and make jobs on special teams. Right. Man.
So this just came through. The NFL voted to keep the tush push as illegal play, and the NFLPA said they would not challenge that
they made it an illegal play or a legal play?
No, they made it legal. They continue to keep it legal because they were trying to vote to keep it to make it illegal,
which I thought was dumb.
That was asinine.
And the NFLPA Troy Vincent said they would not challenge that it should be illegal.
Should he challenge it?
they was calling it an illegal play. A lot of people was feeling that way, so that was.
But why? Like
I'm like, what about that play?
It's a big name quarterback to get hurt.
Just like the NFLPA with the new kickoff rule, they're not really happy with it. They're gonna try to fight it when if they pass this at the meetings that they're having right now. So
I wonder why.
I hope they don't pass that rule though. Well, I kind of hope they do pass it because it would put more excitement.
It would only last for a year, too. Yeah, it would last for a year before they come back to it. Whatever they pass, they try it out for a year, like Jervis said. So,
Everybody going to be standing there looking back at the guy waiting to catch the ball. So
they can move And I can see now. That's flag on the play. Right, illegal motion. Move before the return, caught the ball.
That's crazy. That's
offside on the return team. You know?
They do that in the XFL, right?
Yeah.
That's literally what they're taking it from the XFL. The article says literally the XFL way to kick the ball off.
It sounds like an old football rule, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah. So we're about to get in some players, some free agent players signing the leftover names and some transactions. Tyron Smith signed with the Jets on a 1-year, $20 million deal. How y'all feel about that? Protecting A. Rodgers.
If he's healthy, it's a good signing.
The Jets needed to do that because they're never healthy with their tackles are just never healthy. And there's a strong chance they still won't be.
Tyron Smith.
But love you, Tyron Smith. Thank you for all you gave us.
Most definitely. And they also traded for another tackle and they got picked up a guard at free agency. So they're really trying to address the offensive line for Rodgers.
You're trying to win it.
Mike Williams, the next person we're talking about, Mike Williams on a 1-year $50 million contract, up to $15 million. Blaze, how you felt about that?
I don't think he's worth $15 million because he's always hurt. He's a Charger. He's always hurt. I think, honestly, I'd rather Hollywood than him, but you guys.
That's crazy. Hollywood over Mike? I don't know. Yeah. Right there, I got Mike a little ahead of Hollywood. It's just the thing with Mike, bro. They always say the way he jump up, he always land crazy. Like he jump in there to catch the ball, land on his neck, land on his shoulder, land on his knee. You know, he tore his ACL on the game. He had like 177 yards in the touchdown, and he heard his ACL landing on his touchdown catch on his knee.
And maybe he's too soft.
Well, my thing about the Jets they'll be fine. They'll be fine this year. They got Garrett Wilson and Mike Williams. They'll be fine. Aaron Rodgers healthy, they'll be fine. They got a nice defense. They'll be fine. But all of those players are signing 1-year deals. So
yeah, it's
smart because they don't know how long Rodgers
is gone. So. Yeah, so the Jets.
So once Rodgers go, it's rebuild time. Yep. So like Jersey said, they try to make it to the bowl.
So that's why it makes it a smart deal.
Garrett Wilson after this year.
Nah, they're not gonna do that.
No
trade Garrett Wilson.
More draft capital. Yeah, they're gonna rebuild anyway.
He's too young to trade. They're gonna build around him
after this year.
They're gonna pay him.
Because I mean, he's still got 3 years left on his contract. Isn't he a first round draft pick? Well, yeah.
Listen,
AJ Brown ought to be a cautionary tale for why you do not make that move.
What move?
Trading a young receiver.
Trading your prime receiver. Because you know you have to go back and get one, and they could easily you could be getting a Treylon Burks back.
Okay.
And they didn't have a quarterback either, though. So they, I feel like that was a good decision. They just could have got. I feel like I don't. Maybe that's the most they could have got. I guess.
No, but that's the point. It didn't work out because he went to trade. He said he went to go get a receiver panning out, and you spent the first round capital on.
A bird in the hand is better than two in the bush.
But Blaise, right. But like Blaise said, that's why the GM was fired after he did that.
Like, yeah, because they realized the GM was an idiot.
The thing that made, just real quick, because I know we're about to move on, is I think it's just that whenever a GM or organization does half measures, it's not going to work. Like, you can't keep, like, you can't trade AJ Brown and keep, Derrick Henry and
oh, that's true.
God, who was the quarterback at the time?
Ryan Tannehill.
Like, this, if you're gonna blow everything up, just blow everything up. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like,
right. That's what I was saying about the Jets after Rodgers. Like, you know, blow it up.
But they would have to trade. But under Ricardo Watt, which I think is an excellent point, Ricardo, are you trading Breece Hall? I don't think they have no players. They have.
You don't need. They don't have to rebuild.
Honestly, they don't have to rebuild. They just need a quarterback.
But I tell you what, I trade Breece Hall before I trade Garrett Wilson.
Because, well, okay, they'll probably be like, okay, their record. I mean, they'll probably have a what, middle round draft pick. I don't know if anybody thinks the Jets will win the Super Bowl, but they'll probably have a 20 to 30 draft pick, maybe. So it really ain't too many. Well, I guess you could point out Patrick Mahomes and people, Lamar
Jackson. Like that.
Yeah.
They traded up to get Pat Mahomes, though. So.
And they traded up to get Lamar Jackson.
No, but they traded to the
Reece
top.
Hall is a
Jalen Hurts.
They traded back into the back of the first to get Lamar, though. That's, you know.
Confidence that you'll identify one of them, you know, sure.
They traded what?
But Breece Hall, was he a first round?
No, Baltimore traded up to get Lamar Jackson.
That's why I say they traded back.
That's 4 years
back of the first round to get him. That's
so. Yeah,
that was kind of what. So next year will be the picks between 20 and 30. You don't really see because you know
the Giants to draft
the Chiefs traded up to 11 or 10 to get Mahomes.
Yeah.
So Breece Hall only has one more year. He has one more year after this.
No,
yeah, because it's 4 years.
Yeah, 4 years.
So he has 4 years. Yeah, so he.
But in that division.
Oh, so he. Has,
this is his third year, and next year will be
third year. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just say blow it up, man.
Okay,
It doesn't really. I don't see how that makes sense when you have a Garrett Wilson, a Breece Hall, a Sauce Gardner.
Every team needs mainstays.
How many years does Sauce Gardner got left?
One of them.
It don't matter. You just sign them. It really don't matter. You got to sign. You can't let every one of your good players walk, bro. Like, you got to keep some good
Sauce
players.
Sauce Gardner
keep
and Breece Hall, I think they got drafted the same year.
Yeah, they're in their second year right now.
Yeah,
we're talking about after this year.
These are extreme.
Yeah, we're talking about after this year. So you got
but they still have.
But they're still under control by the team, I guess. I would just keep them until they're free agents and see what happens.
I wouldn't even let them get free because they're too young. You're gonna still need pieces, name pieces to still rebuild your team, bro. Right. You're not rebuilding your team and washing all good players.
But either which way you slice it, they probably can't sign them all. Like,
why not? It's only four people.
But it's not just the quarterback, though. They need an O-line, too. It's not just the quarterback.
Now that's
they drafted O-line.
You can draft O-line. They're not young O-line deals, bro. But you keep the mainstay. You keep cornerback. It's four positions that's hard to fill in the NFL. Cornerback, left tackle, pass rusher, quarterback. And not in that order.
Yeah, well, there's only one of those on this team, so which is the cornerback.
But you still have a mainstay receiver. You have a mainstay running. Rodgers money Mike Williams money coming off the books. Cobb money coming off the books. But, all these other dudes money coming off
Cam,
the books.
This my thing, have dog. But Cam, the Jets Tyrese have never Smith drafted a successful quarterback.
They gotta change that.
But I'll tell you what, even a mediocre quarterback, if he gotta put enough around him and things, I mean, we see mediocre quarterbacks win, so
they you know, it's not Mark impossible. Sanchez. They went to the AFC Championship with a mediocre quarterback.
But let's move on, man, because we got this another hot topic one right here. So we got Justin Fields traded to the Steelers for a conditional six round pick that can max out at fourth round during playing time.
That GM's gonna get fired
for the Bears.
He deserves to get fired.
Because they only got a six round pick.
Well, because he was offered higher rounds. But he decided to do kumbaya and let send him to where Justin Fields wanted to go.
I don't respect that.
He needs to get fired.
I don't respect it either.
Nah.
I respect him. Yeah. Right? He asked Fields where he liked to go. Fields like, I would like to go to the
Steelers. Who cares?
Nah. Who cares? You know what's so funny? When I hear y'all, first y'all was like, oh, he's so wrong for trading him there. Oh, how terrible that is.
I've never said that.
I never said that.
The players might like him more, though, because of that. So it does politically look good for him.
Here's my thing.
I hear that.
When he's sitting home next to his wife because he got fired, his wife going to say, yeah. So was it worth it? Or, you know, because no. I'm going to tell you, Justin Fields going to be straight wherever he go. Like, I mean.
This is a business. Football is a business.
Too, another thing, too, is it kind of looks good because he's a black GM. So, you know, it just looks good.
Not to me. Ain't no tribalism here.
I didn't remember he was black. He's black.
Yeah, I believe the Chicago Bears GM is a black GM.
I think it looks good to the players. This GM's not going to get fired. There's going to be no consequences for that. And nobody knows if the owner probably approved that, because most GMs don't make that big of a off on this. The reason he's not going to get
I'm pretty sure the tight end's GM was okayed by the owner, and then the owner realized what an idiot was and fired him.
But let me finish my point. The point is that he's about to get Caleb Williams. He just brought in Keenan Allen.
That's the next topic. Well, go ahead and tell him what they brought in Keenan Allen for.
DJ Moore got him still.
They brought in Montez Sweat,
which signed a running back.
Succeed. This GM's not going to get fired.
And by the way, my man Jersey brought up Keenan Allen. That was our next topic. They traded him for a fourth round draft pick,
which is funny as hell to me.
And now they're going to take Keenan Caleb Williams, Allen and they're going to take an offensive lineman at the ninth pick.
I think that's funny that Keenan Allen is more valuable than Justin Fields. That's hilarious.
That's what I would do. I would take Caleb Williams or Jaden Daniels.
It's malfeasance is what it is, Ricardo.
For me,
I said it's malfeasance.
I don't think that Keenan Allen is worth. Wait, are you talking about as far as the draft pick got in return?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Fields getting on the draft pick is malfeasance.
Right. I was putting in those where people was like, well, we don't actually know if Keenan Allen worth more than Justin Fields. We don't know what the other people was offering out there as well.
Yeah, but he was the third. He was the third back. Keenan Allen was the third best wide receiver last year.
Justin Fields. I don't have a problem with fourth round pick for
Keenan Allen. Right, that's not the issue.
That's not the issue.
He's 31.
A young quarterback is absolutely like there is no question that Justin Fields should be in my mind. Unless you think he's not a good quarterback, that's the thing.
But a lot of GMs thought he was a backup.
But I'm not saying. We obviously know what his market was. We're talking about what we think now, I think. And what I'm saying is if you think that Justin Fields still could be a good quarterback, if you think that that's a reasonable thing to think, then that's an absolute asinine thing for anybody to say. Because Keenan Allen is a wide receiver who is 30, if not older than 30.
31.
He's 30.
If you still think that Justin Fields could be a franchise guy, there's no way you could. There's no way you could say that that's equivalent value.
But all I'm saying is we actually don't know what the other teams offer for fields that had a higher offer that was.
And all I'm saying is we know that we know that because they said that we know that because that was the market.
What I think Jersey's saying is if Keenan Allen warrants a fourth round pick, Justin Fields warrants.
Yeah, I understand that, and I don't personally disagree with that because I like Justin Fields. Oh, Justin Fields become the starter and show out.
It wasn't about that though for the GM.
But I'll say this too, buddy. I would find it very hard to believe that there wasn't one other team in the league that wouldn't offer anything better than a sixth round pick.
Oh no, it was that they said the reports came. I was saying the reports came out and said the Bears turned. That we were talking about the Bears turned down better picks to give him the trade him now because that's where he wanted to go.
Well, we got Mac Jones for a sixth round pick, and nobody said anything about that. So.
Y'all should have got Mac Jones for a three round pick.
You should have got him for a case of beer. That's what you should have got him for.
But nah, Matt Jones got talent, bro. They just put him with. But we got to move on, though. They gave him a defensive coordinator as an OC. Enough said. But let's move on, y'all.
Okay.
Another note: Chiefs signed Hollywood Brown. Blaze got 1 year, $11 million deal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Also, a person that got signed as well. And I know Maul was here, Blaze and Ricardo was here for the NL. And Jersey, you can tell me your thoughts now that
Jersey's not in here right now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so the Giants have signed Blake Snell to a 2 year, $62 million deal. So I'm going to ask you, Maul and Ricardo, do that change the Giants' standings or placing in the West? Is they now going to be second, fighting for second? Are they third in the NL West now that they got Blake Snell? What y'all think?
So it's him and Webb?
Yeah, him and Webb is the 1-2 punch.
Doesn't change anything for me personally.
And also whenever Robbie Wade gets back in June or July.
And stays healthy. A little bit. It changes a little bit.
I still don't think their offense is good enough.
But it has to change something just because Blake Snell is a decent pitcher. So that's more wins that they have to.
Yeah, it can be, now. But. I mean, he's going to be winning a lot of 1-0, 2-0 games, but...
Well, you think so? You don't believe in Solaire? Elite,
though, no. not consistently. Oh. You know, if Solaire's the best hitter on your team, you probably don't have a good team.
Damn.
I'm trying to think who else they got.
They have the young dude, Lee starting at center field. They have Matt Chapman at third base.
You talking about the Korean? Is he Korean?
I don't know what he is. He's of Asian descent, though. But, Matt Chapman at third base. I know they got
Matt Chapman had a bad year last year. Wilmer Flores is a backup, supposed to be, I feel like.
I thought he was going to be at first base.
He's a savage to me.
He's a lefty hitter. He's a lefty hitter.
And Brandon Crawford for that shortstop, right?
He's a light hitter also.
Past his prime.
Yes.
Sure. You know Crawford, that's the brother of Garrett Cole's wife. They're brother-in-laws. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Wow, that's a fact for you.
Yeah.
They do have a new manager now, so we'll see. They have the San Diego old manager, so we'll see.
I think they'll fight.
I moved them up to third.
Yeah. Can y'all hear me?
Yes. Yeah. We hear you. Yep.
So I think they'll fight. So, Jerry, right quick, give us your impact of Blake Snell with the Giants. What do they move them? You know, do they move the Giants?
I have him at number 5 seed in my preseason picks now.
Oh,
I
making the playoff at number 5?
I think that
that's kind of what him.
I'm saying they'll fight for that last wild card. That's how I feel too.
Yeah, they will be fighting for it.
They might fall out at the end. So, you know how it goes.
It's going to be a deep wild card race.
So Ricardo's if Jorge Soler is your best hitter, they're going to be winning a lot of 1-0 games. So what you think about the offense in general to help out the pitching? So they make a good point.
Same offense as it was when they almost won 100 games 2 years ago.
I really felt that was a fluky.
But when you have good pitching and a big ballpark, flukes happen. Defense is what makes flukes. You know what I mean? Like, because when you make and that's true in any sport, from football to baseball to wrestling, when you shorten the game, at then the ball can bounce funny.
Do they have good pitching?
Yes.
They have a good 1-2 punch.
For I sure. like Kyle. Well, I'm big on Kyle Harrison's breakout. I'm here for it.
I don't even know who that is. I ain't gonna lie.
A young dude. And then Robbie okay. Ray gonna come okay, back and
Robbie
like
Ray. Right, Robbie Ray. I know he's come back Robbie in the Ray. Of the season.
But Ricardo, me and you talked about this last year. I think it was you. Mm-hmm. Don't the Giants always squeeze the juice out of them pitchers when they go there and take garbage and make them middling?
Oh,
guys?
we was talking about Tampa does that. I don't remember
That was Bochy.
That's why I brought up the manager. We have the new manager now, so I don't know if they're going to have that pitcher whisperer in their ear like that.
Bochy got three chips. So.
But I was saying that pitching, like, I don't think the manager, like, I mean, yes, but, like, the pitcher development is a whole different. We've had Jeremy Hefner. For like five managers, like that's not how organizations generally set their infrastructure up.
Right. I mean, I could be proven wrong. I'm not saying that, you know, to me, that's a very mediocre kind of, and they play in a division where
Arizona,
there's a lot of talent Dodgers. Out there that like be. Yeah, the only team that they're clearly better than to me is Colorado.
Colorado, yeah.
Like, you can't tell me that they're clearly better than anyone else in that division, but, you know.
For sure. Yeah, but the NL, to me, is very mediocre in past three teams. I just think the NL is super mediocre.
Phillies, Mets, and Dodgers, right? That's the
not
teams.
Mets.
I mean, not Mets. Braves, I mean, to say man. The Braves. I was thinking Braves in my head, but I said Mets. Phillies, Braves, then Dodgers.
Like the Padres.
You got to watch out for Arizona, though, too, now.
They won the last game.
I think they're fairly mediocre, though. Like, I think that they're...
They're just young, man, but they're hungry, it looked like, unless they don't play like they did last year.
Absolutely. But they're hungry.
Weren't they in the World Series last year?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Against the Rangers.
I mean... Yep. You know, I guess it could be a one-off, you know, easily kind of team.
They're young, though, man. They're young. That's gonna be a team. That's the NL's. I feel like that's the NL's Baltimore down there.
Okay, well, let's get into the AL right now. So we're gonna get into our baseball standings. I'm gonna throw you my standings. Y'all tell me what y'all have, what y'all may disagree with. And we'll just chop it up and talk about it. So we're gonna start off with the AL West. I have the Astros at 95 and 67. Mariners, I have them at 90 and 72. Rangers, I have them taking a step back at 85 and 77. Angels, 65 and 97. Oakland, 55, 107.
If they're lucky.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I think Oakland might lose 100 games this year.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
And I'm still putting Texas above Seattle.
Okay, this is why I
don't know. I don't know. Me too.
This is why I didn't. Yeah. Yeah, Texas third. This is why I didn't. Because no DeGrom.
Or he wasn't there last year either.
No, he Scherzer wasn't.
For the bulk of the season, man.
DeGrom pitched six games last year.
They didn't have Scherzer for the bulk
DeGrom
of the season.
DeGrom pitched six games for them last year. So
I don't know. Once again, they're young. Yeah. They're young. They can hit, man.
I like their hitting, but I think their pitching is going to be their Achilles heel.
It could be. Like I said, it could have just been one run where people just caught fire. But
and I think Seattle pitching is nasty in a good way. It's the heart of their team. Their pitching.
And I agree with that. I think their pitching could be special. But I said this when Isaac picked.
Julio Rodriguez
first in the draft. Who is Julio Rodriguez batting? Who's he playing on that team? Like, is him and who else? What other offense do they have? Like,
I just think,
and they traded Kalinic.
I think that when you're accounting for some of the parity that goes on towards the, especially now that we have the sixth game. We've seen it with the sixth team. I'm sorry. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to bet on pitching. It comes down to the same point that I made about Giants. When we see these teams punch above their weight, it's usually defense
and pitching.
A pitcher's park and pitching. Milwaukee Brewers pitching. Remember 2 years ago, they couldn't score anything. They were beating everybody 1-0. this is going to be a better pitching staff than that. Maybe they don't have a Corbin Burns, but this is going to be a better pitching staff than that. They seem to have figured out their closer. They do have a superstar who can power them day to day, and they get to beat up on the Angels, Athletics, on a regular basis. You know they're going to be stealing those one. They might not be winning as impressively as other teams. They get to face the AL Central a decent amount. I mean, those AL Central teams don't, many of them don't have the offenses to get by those, to go to Seattle and score any runs on them.
I think Minnesota's going to score some.
Yeah, that's one. Yeah, that's one out of the five teams. But I'm just
Yeah.
I think those three teams will be fighting with the AL East teams for the wild card.
Okay.
But but also I'm gonna take Texas because Texas already did it.
Okay.
So that's fair.
I do. I think you're Texas is better. Like, I'm with you 100%. Texas hitting is the truth. I'm just nervous about the pitching, bro. I'm nervous about.
No, that's I think that's a fair concern.
I was last year about Texas. That's why I thought Arizona, but you know, it, man.
They got a good pen, Texas. Or they have the potential to have a good pen.
Right, and they have a good manager, and they have a good Bruce Bochy team, and they pretty much got everybody with Seager. They still got everybody. So
Right.
And then DeGrom will be back this year, right?
Yeah, over the summer.
And they didn't have them for the bulk of last season, and they were
fine. Y'all made a good point.
Especially if Josh Young can stay healthy with
Garcia. And, you know, they might re-sign Montgomery, who was good for them down the stretch last year.
Well, they signed Michael Lorenzo.
They can always trade for a pitcher in the middle of the season. They have the farm system.
They can make some moves, but
just like they gave us Acuña, right?
So. Yep. And they just signed Michael Lorenzo, so that's who they got as their
That's not impressive, really, but I guess that's a good fifth pitcher, yeah.
So what y'all think? Anything you would do differently with the standings? That's about what it is? Texas number two?
Yeah, Texas two. And I think Oakland might be historically bad, but, you know, that might be a 59-win team right there.
They're moving to Vegas, man.
Yeah, they're moving to Vegas.
Wow.
I'll say for my record, the team is going to be, because I wasn't here, the Rockies. The Rockies are going to be
the worst team in
baseball.
I'm going to go Rockies. Oh, let me see. Let me think. Yeah, because I don't know. I can't name one starting Rockies pitcher right now. I'm going Rockies.
They still got Freeland.
Kyle Freeland, that's it. Yeah,
ooh, and Kyle Freeland be getting this stuff pushed in sometimes.
He sure do,
man. Like someone like he might give you a game, like okay. Next thing you know, he gave up 8 runs. I'm like,
to move that team, man. That's not a competitive environment.
When the Dodgers put up 25 in Coors Field,
yeah, it's not competitive, man. It's ridiculous.
Okay, let's get to the Central, yo. Okay, let's see what y'all think.
Even in Jacksonville, we'll take a team. So.
Number one winning division, I have the Twins at 89 and 73. Two, I have the Tigers at 85 and 77.
Whoa.
Three, I have the Guardians at 80 and 82. Kansas City, 68 and 94. White Sox, 54 and 108. Very, very bad.
You think the White Sox are going to be worse than Oakland?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Why?
Man, Gil is going to be so angry with you.
They're on the deal.
Yeah, but look at the division though. Like they're playing a much worse division than
I think all them people is better than them in the division.
I don't know if any of those teams will get the 89 wins.
I don't know if Detroit's that much better than
Detroit will not have 85 wins.
I think a very up and coming team on the rock.
Yes.
I disagree with all of these, dog.
And if nothing else, the White Sox should be able to score some runs because they still have Luis Robert. And they still have Eloy Jimenez.
Who's hurt today? Here it is for today. And
I didn't see that.
Mm-hmm. But he always is hurt. Isn't he always hurt?
Yes, that's the key on him. He always hurt.
Hey, we can say that a lot of people, though.
True.
And he's still young.
Ricardo, do me a favor. True. Name two pitchers on the rotation for the White Sox.
God. I can think of one.
Well, they traded C's, right?
Yes, they traded C's.
Yeah, Dylan C's the Padres.
They're going to be bad.
I don't know.
The same problem you had with Oakland. Seems like you had that same problem with the White Sox.
Well, at least I know.
I don't know anyone on Oakland at all. I know one player on the entire team.
The organization is dysfunctional completely, though. That's a little different than the White Sox, though. That's the difference. Their organizations are not as dysfunctional as the A's.
And I just think there's a little more parity in the Central than there is. Like, there's clearly... There's a big jump between who we said
Angels at the Angels at number four.
I think that's a big jump from even the Angels to Oakland is a big jump in talent. But I mean,
okay, so give me how you have the Central, Ricardo. Then we go to Maul and Jerry.
Okay, so I have Minnesota one. I think most of us will.
I will not.
I have Cleveland two. I have Kansas City 3, and then the White Sox.
And then Detroit last?
I'm just not that big on Detroit. Wow. I'm sorry, Detroit to
that
Washington.
Is, I mean, that is
the White Sox. Wait, let me ask, what was Detroit's record last year?
It wasn't as bad as you think, I guarantee you
77
that.
Wins, which probably gave them 85 losses.
Okay, no, they're definitely better than... The White Sox. Yeah, Detroit than the White Sox. I think Kansas City is going to be better than a lot of people think.
Me too. But I think
they've signed some free agents. Uh-huh. Bobby Witt is a freaking star already.
They got Seth Lugo.
Seth Lugo.
Nice decent pitcher.
Did they find that other dude who's with St. Louis? No. Watcher?
Michael Walker.
Yeah.
San Diego.
Yeah.
So what you got, Mo? How would you place these cats? I heard you saying you don't think Detroit will have 85 wins. What you got?
No, I don't think. I think all of those teams will be those top three teams. The Tigers, the Guardians, and the Twins. I think they'll all be around this, like, not too far from each other, around 500, because they'll beat up on each other at least 12 times.
Yeah.
And I don't know, man. The Central is always cluttered. You know, it's never a one-team runaway type thing. I think the Twins did take it a little bit last year, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But that was towards the end of the season. For most of the season, it was pretty jumbled up there. So,
correct.
I don't know. I think Detroit does have a chance, but I don't think that those teams will get.
Oh, and Ricardo, I'm sorry, bro. No, I was getting I'm getting pitchers confused. My bad. I was about to say Shane Bieber with the White Sox. I'm like, no way.
Cleveland.
I was confused. I'm confusing my daggone self. Okay, go ahead, Ma.
No, I was just saying I think those teams will be around 500 fighting with each other.
I can't lie,
for the division, because it's always like that. Honestly, they always have the worst record, division winner record in the AL. So
I can't lie, bro. I did this standings thing before the Twins lost their relief pitcher, so I might put them down a couple games. I think I'm
what relief
you.
Pitcher that's did they lose?
You talking about Durant, the closer? Durant.
Yes.
Oh,
they lost him. Yeah,
that's a lot. You need, well, I would take at least.
I think
five
I drafted him somewhere. I can't remember now.
Yeah. Well,
no. That was the Toronto.
I don't know how long he's going without your closer.
You have no finisher, man, unless they got a backup plan.
So I might.
There's been a lot of good teams, and they do like closer by committee type stuff. Texas didn't really have a closer last year like that.
Yeah, but I also wanted to say that because I think they're gonna segue to Jersey, and who Jersey going to say to y'all and to everybody listening, who's gonna win the division? Go ahead, Jersey, take it away.
On the back of a top five Cy Young performance, running of Tarik Skubal. I do believe that because they're young, the Tigers are going to be, all the reasons that Maul said, and I 100% agree, the Tigers with 83 wins, I don't think that the Royals have the pitching. Yes, they have nice top of the lineup options, but those games.
Lopez had a really good year last year.
What's up?
Pablo Lopez had a pretty good year last year.
Oh, for the Royals don't have, but yeah.
No, Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said the Twins. Okay,
no. The Twins
say the Royals.
No,
the
Royals. Yeah, he said the Royals don't have
extremely deep.
Oh. Extremely okay. Gotcha. Deep.
But I don't know how long they lost the closer, so I don't know how much to put. But Maul's right. Like, the winner of this division is going to have like 83 wins, and the third place team is going to have like 80 or 79 or something like that.
So who's winning the division for you?
Oh, the Tigers, the Twins, in around 500. And then the Guardians is around like 79. I almost said the Iowa.
Yeah.
And then I'm not with y'all on the Royals. I think they're going to be garbage.
Oh, okay.
And then, you know, even worse is going to be the White Sox.
I think
garbage.
Carlo, the way you're afraid of Rodriguez, that's the way I'm afraid of Luis Robbins.
Why?
How in the world he's going to get runs at RBI with that, right, that lineup?
He steals bases, though. Like, I mean, he can manufacture his own runs.
Don't they still have Tim Anderson?
No, Tim Anderson with Miami.
Yeah, Tim Anderson left.
Yeah.
Okay. And speaking of Miami, I think Detroit is going to be this year's Miami.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's cool.
I know I gave y'all a big one in the NL. Everybody listen, I gave y'all a big prediction. Dodgers between 95 and 91. This is my prediction on the AL.
I would so bet you on that.
This is my prediction on the AL right now. Tigers making the playoffs. Let's go.
I'm with you on that.
In that division, that's not even that big. To me, the Dodgers thing is a way bigger hot take than
it is.
Detroit winning the Central. But
yeah, because you said the Dodgers.
But you just said Detroit was one of the worst teams ever, bro. So how is that a real big thing? You say
they're in a horrible division.
But you just say they're one of the worst teams, though. I mean, I don't understand.
Did I say? I thought I said Oakland was one of the worst teams ever.
I took away ever the second time.
I don't think they're a good team. No, I don't. But okay. I could be wrong. I like I said, if the Dodgers won 91 games,
yeah,
something horrible happened to that team.
It will not happen. I will stand on that.
Yeah, no. and just like you said, you had the right to be wrong. I say it in the book today. I say I'll be the first one to admit I was wrong. But 95 to 91 games, bro, that defense, bro, like you brought up the 11 runs and they still lost.
It happens, though.
Yeah,
and that's in Korea.
Jersey,
it's not like they were home.
He brought up good things about they're not at home and stuff, which I
Yoshinobu Yamamoto's using new ball.
You're right. He's not used to that yet, and you definitely 100% right on that. So
they got pitchers for days waiting in the wings.
Yeah,
Bobby Miller.
I wouldn't worry about the Dodgers too much,
but I still have them winning
the West.
Sure,
yeah.
With 91 wins,
91 to 95.
Remember, we talked last podcast, Ma. I said I'll move them up to 95.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's
man,
the floor.
Because I say 91, yeah, like Jordan said, 91 isn't winning that division.
That's the floor. That offense, name for me a better offense in recent
years. Second place,
Maybe the Braves.
Maybe, but the Braves win 100 games.
Right.
So that's the point. Like, yeah. I wouldn't argue if you guys named one of those offenses, but the Dodgers offense just won 6 straight 100 games and got Otani.
How many MVPs does Freeman have? One or two?
A lot.
I know he had one MVP for sure.
Then you got Mookie. Then you
with
got
two.
Shohei.
With two.
Right.
Bro, they have five or six
Will
MVPs
Smith.
Hitting back to back.
Yeah, Will
back.
Smith had
That's
a good game
crazy.
Yesterday.
Will
they
Smith.
Got Max Muncy. They got I watched this team play. Do me a favor, Cam. Watch them play a game and then come back and tell me. because it's just the way they get it done. You just realize there's no
but
way
I was
going through.
Before I even watched them play a game. I understand you watch them play in the series right now, but I mean, like I say, we will see, bro. Everything y'all saying is facts. Is it 6 years of 100 plus? That's facts. I mean, We just wait and see. Yeah. I just know, like, we'll they see. They said they had a bottom five defense last year, but like you say, the offense might carry them, and that's why I say I have them at 95.
Yeah, and they can have the worst defense in baseball.
Hold on. To your point, Ken, you said they had a bottom five defense last year.
Uh-huh. Second half of the season, it was bottom five.
But they still won 100.
Yeah, I know. That's why I told Jersey he was right on the money with that. I put him in the text group. Yeah. I said you right on the money. I said that they want to. I said with that.
So you can't use that. So you can't use that as a point. Then that's my point.
I got you. Now I understand. I got you. And I'm willing to say I'm wrong. I'm standing on that. I'm standing on business right now.
No, I ain't saying you ain't entitled to your opinion. I'm just saying you can't use that as a point to say that this is why you feel that way, because they had the same thing last year and they just got shohei.
Unless you say it's going to catch up with them, or because I think their pitching actually got better. So
you think it's going to catch up to them?
Like, we don't know. Injuries may happen. Glasnow never had a healthy season since 2017. We can see
it happened last year, though. They have depth. I mean, they're fine.
Bueller coming off.
Didn't they lose three pitchers last year?
Yeah.
They lost all three.
Yeah, we're talking about eventually.
Kershaw. Who else they lost?
They lost Dustin May.
They lost Dustin May. They lost Jose. They lost Urania. They lost Walker Bueller.
The other one.
Julio
Arias?
Man, that boy effed himself over, but I guess. Okay.
Let's move on right quick, man, because we still got some more stuff.
We're doing the East, right?
Yeah, we're about to do the East, man. So let's see. I got Orioles at 162.
wait. That boy fucking funny.
You say, wait, what?
Go ahead.
That's a hot take. Go ahead.
That's a hot take?
I'm 162 right games now, is definitely a hot take. Yes.
I took away wins from there. They lost their closer.
Wait.
You said 162, kid.
No, he said 162.
No, 162. Like,
oh, I heard 162. Like you said 162. Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
I took away some wins because their closer was hurt.
You took away some wins and still got them better, honey. Oh, man.
Yeah, because they had more than 100 wins last year.
Okay.
I know you're about to go ahead.
I think I already know what Jersey is about to say.
Go ahead,
bro. I'm curious if Jersey was thinking the same thing I was.
Y'all are thinking like comparing them to the Dodgers thing, right?
Uh-huh. No, oh,
I was.
What I was going to say is, they lost a closer, but they got Corbin Burns. Like, I mean, I'd much rather have him than any closer except for Mariano Rivera ever. So, ooh, I mean,
that's tough.
Batista was pretty good.
The starter only affects one game every 5 days. The closer can affect five, six games in a week, man.
That's true. Fair enough. That's tough.
But I get what you come where you come from. Yeah, I get it too.
Hey, but I'll tell you what, you can find people to close games.
Ooh, not no.
Hold on. Let me finish.
Okay.
You can find a person who can pitch you a dominant inning. It's hard to find a person who can pick. Look at starters.
Consistently.
But that's always been the case, though. That's what makes like really elite closers elite. I mean, there's only a handful.
Batista was
a monster, bro.
What's his track record? Like beyond last year?
Besides last year, I have no idea.
That's what I'm saying. So, can we say that yet? I see both sides, because if Batista...
No, he was good the year before. He came on in the second half when they traded their other closer to Milwaukee, remember?
Yes, they
put Batista in after the not last year, but
the year before that. Yeah, because Maul was on him. Maul was on Batista.
Yeah, I was on him.
He told me about him. That's why I was trying to get him everywhere last year. I learned that from Maul. But let me fly through the rest.
They had a real nice setup, man, too, but I don't remember.
Yeah, they still got the same setup, dude, too. Yeah. But they don't want him to be the closer. They got Craig.
Oh, why not?
They got Kimbrel as the closer. Because he's a
for
beast.
Now.
He's a beast, but they really value him. He led all MLB in holes, and he's an elite, like, setup dude. He's super elite.
I don't think he gave up a hit until, like, quarter through the season or something like that.
Yeah,
it took him, like, 3 months
before he gave up his first hit.
It was crazy.
He's like Hector Nares.
Better.
I think he's better than Norris as a whole, but I know Norris up there.
Norris was like a one, had like a one something ERA.
Yeah, he did.
His was like probably lower.
Norris
than
with
that,
the Cubs now, by the way.
And this year, his ERA will probably be 4. Okay, release pitching is hard.
That's how it goes. For the rest of the division.
Blame it on Wrigley.
Go ahead, Cam.
I have the Jays at 91-71. I have the Yankees at 86-76. I have Tampa Bay at 85-77. Red Sox 77-85. Which I think.
Why you got the Rays so low, man?
Because they lost Glasnow.
It's the Rays.
They lost Glasnow. The shortstop not returning anymore.
Which one?
The one who got in trouble for the underage girl.
They didn't have him last year.
They did have him last year.
He played half the year
till he got in trouble. Yeah.
They were fine without him. I can't agree with that, man. Because Tampa always find a way
Didn't they just lose my man too?
Who?
The one that broke his wrist.
Who, Lowe? One of the Lowe's?
They lost Shane McClanahan. That's who they lost.
And McClanahan as well, yeah.
Oh, McClanahan, the pitcher.
Yeah, yeah, that's another reason why I had him down there. They lost Shane.
Josh Lowe, I think it is.
Oh, Josh Lowe, yeah, he'll return back in
Springs
July.
Springs is back, though, right?
No, Springs ain't coming back to over the summer if he makes an early return. Oh, okay. But they're going to be careful with Springs because he had multiple Tommy John surgeries.
Okay.
Well, that sounds like they're either going to use a opener or something like that for him. I don't know, but Tampa very
outside of Zach Eveline,
ingenuity.
I don't know, bro. They got Ryan Pepia questionable.
They got the young people. They got the young hitters and prospects and stuff, man. I think
that.
Me either. I actually agree with his entire ranking. For this division,
so y'all give your
thoughts. So you think Toronto is going to be second?
Yeah, I think they have all kinds of talent.
Yeah, I think Toronto's second in that. Yeah,
wow. They underperformed last year.
They always underperform. He's not even the factor.
They always underperform.
Kevin Gausman. Your boy they got from Minnesota. His last name would be
Jose Barrios.
Yeah.
Barrios.
And your boy they got from the Mets, Chris Bassett.
They say he looks better.
Now, the thing I'm worried about now, their closer is hurt, and I don't know how long or what's wrong with him. I just saw it.
I didn't even see that.
Yeah, his last name ended with an R.
Jordan Romano.
Romano, yeah.
He's hurt now. So that may change some stuff.
That hurts. Yeah,
For me, I'm going to go with the consistent winners. I'll put Baltimore first, then Tampa. And then Toronto and New York third.
Okay.
You know,
fight for third.
That's just... Yeah, that's just because Tampa, even though they always are undermanned at talent, but
and overachievers,
they always find a way to overachieve. Always, and the Jays are the opposite. They have over a plethora of talent
and underachieve.
So I'm gonna go with Tampa just because they've been doing this for years.
Vladimir Guerrero had a weird year last year. Like, I mean, he had a decent year number wise, but I thought his numbers were a little hollow. I don't know what was going on with that, but
yeah,
I wouldn't be surprised if Baltimore ends up near the World Series.
Oh, I have them in the World Series.
Yeah,
they're my pick to win the AL.
Who is Jerry?
Baltimore?
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And they haven't been in a World Series since 1983.
They do have it all. Right?
They have everything, and by the way, they have it all. And they still have, because me and Cam were talking about prospects, they still have the number one farm system.
And I think they still have
8 prospects in the top 5.
That's because they were
Jackson Holiday.
Yeah, Jackson Holiday.
Yeah.
And some more.
And it's another cat, too. I think Maul picked them up. Who's that third baseman prospect for Baltimore you picked up, Maul?
I don't know.
Oh man, he's rated pretty high too.
Cam know my team better than me, man.
Could you pick the people? I'll be
you talking about Gunnar Henderson. I don't know.
Man. Oh, Gunnar Henderson went early in the draft. So
not Gunnar.
I don't know who you talking about.
It's another cat, bro. No, I can't think of his name.
You don't have to tell me. I'm sure I probably did pick him up and threw him in.
Nah, I thought it was you. It might not be you.
And they got the young best catcher in baseball.
In there, yeah,
you talking about Rushman?
Adley Rushman's a problem out here.
We'll see. I think my boy is going to make you.
He said Alvarez going to take Rushman out, right?
Young catcher in baseball.
Alvarez is going to hit more home runs, but Rushman is probably going to have a higher average.
We'll see.
Alvarez isn't an average hitter yet.
Alvarez has a JT Realmuto arm this year.
Mm. Yeah, and that's another thing Alvarez needs to improve on, that the behind the plate.
He's thrown out eight out of ten or eight out of twelve people stealing.
That's not bad.
That's amazing. Not bad. No, it's amazing. I mean, the average is about 28% or 30% or something like that. So he's thrown out 66%.
But see, that has to do with management, like manager, because he brought in who he wanted to bring in or whatever the case is, and it's really helped out.
That's Ivan Rodriguez like numbers. Like Ivan Rodriguez was the best arm I've ever seen out of catcher. Like that man, like his throw, like, and the person who saw basically the majority of his career, Ivan Rodriguez is so underrated, like now, but
yeah. And so and also he was the fourth best pitch framer in all out of all catcher qualifying catchers in baseball last year. Francisco Rodriguez at like 21 years old.
I believe that, but it to me his whole thing was the, like you said, the success rate of throwing people out.
Yeah, he was getting.
But
shit
if he can improve on that, he'll be almost. I ain't gonna say he's gonna be complete yet because he still needs to, you know, work on the strike zone and things like that. But he'll be getting there, man. Rutschman, I think, has a higher floor at the moment.
Absolutely. Well, he's better. You'd have to rank him in front of him. One.
Yes, for
but,
sure.
But I think that Francisco is going to make it a conversation issue.
He has a ceiling. He has a pretty high ceiling for sure.
Okay. Yeah. So we have to move on to the next topic. We starting off top five basketball players of a particular decade. The criteria, they have to play at least five years in that particular decade to be acknowledged. And we start off with the 1970s in Blades. Do you have a starting five from the 1970s, my brother?
Let me see if I can remember. So I did this one last time.
Well, you need
I
you
got
want
Kareem.
To,
oh, okay. I got Kareem.
Kareem at center, okay.
I got Bob McAdoo.
Bob McAdoo.
That's a good one. The power.
He played in every team. He played in everywhere. He played in like every team. I think he played in Lakers, Knicks, 76ers. He played everywhere.
The Braves.
He played in the Celtics. He played the Celtics too. Let me see. My favorite is Dr. J.
Okay.
And let me see the last one. Moses.
Moses Malone.
Moses Malone.
Okay.
And I can't remember. There's one more guy I can't remember.
Well, that's your five.
Right.
You got an honorary pick.
Well, no, he named four. He only named four.
I thought he named five.
He named four.
No.
Well, you want somebody to go while you think, or what? You need the time?
Yeah, go. Just go.
Okay, Jerry.
You want me to name you some?
Huh?
You got George Gervin, Dr. J. You already said Dr. J. Rick Barry, John Havlicek.
That's your list? That's your list, Mo?
No, I'm just naming Blaze.
He's just naming players.
I'm just naming Blaze, son.
Okay.
No.
You already said McAdoo, Elvin Hayes.
I think it was Bob. I think it was another Bob.
Bob Lanier.
Yeah, Bob Lanier. Okay. Yeah,
yeah, 25 of like 15 or something. Yep. Pretty good stat.
Yeah.
So what you got, Jers? What you got, my brother?
Number five, Houston Rockets drafted him in 1968. The Big E, Elvin Hayes. Number four. Man, this guy is—I still think he's underrated. One of my favorite basketball calls of all time. Havlicek steals it. Havlicek stole the ball.
Yeah,
John Havlicek.
John Havlicek.
Number three, it's got to be Bob McAdoo. Here today, going tomorrow, play, but three-time scoring champion, I want to say. MVP and a rookie of the year. Yes, I'll take that. Number two, we've got, and this ought to make a couple people on this smile, Walt Clyde Frazier. Best guard of the decade. And number one, and this is hands down, yes, Mr. Kareem, Lou Alcindor Jabbar.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What you got, Maul?
Abdul.
Well, the merger took place in 76, so a few of those players also played in the ABA, which is fun fact.
Right.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm going to just name
Dr. J.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to just name the ones that I have that y'all didn't name, so otherwise we'll just be overlapping. But you got Pistol Pete.
Pistol Pete Maravich, whose record just got broken. His college record for most points scored, I think. Wasn't that him?
Well, now Caitlin Clark. Now,
yeah, that was his record that got broken. Clark. Yeah.
Good job. Rick Barry. I don't think nobody said him.
Nah.
And the rest of them, y'all pretty much already named. So, yeah, those are the best ones of the decade, man.
Well, I have one person that hasn't been named, and I thought they're phenomenal. And I was actually deciding between this person and Walt Clyde Frazier. Earl the Pearl Monroe.
Oh, yes.
Rookie of the year. Took the Washington Bullets out the dundrums. Mm-hmm. Won a championship with the Knicks in 73. He excellent player. A lot of people say better than Walt Clyde Frazier. The pure point guard, but that's debatable. I'm biased when it comes to that, but I'm gonna give Earl the Pearl the nod.
One of my favorite basketball players.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all see everybody I see him. I got a couple of side notes with two of them.
Tiny Archibald. Mm-hmm.
You say who?
Tiny Archibald. Tiny Archibald.
Right, right. So I had Bob McAdoo. So in addition to his three scoring titles, he also ranked in the top five, top 10 in rebounds per game five times during the 1970s. So he was up there with that. Of course, I had Walt Frazier. Seven-time All-Star, six-time All-Defensive First Team, and he was four-time.
That's how he got his nickname, because he stole. That's why they call him Clyde, from Bonnie and Clyde.
And four-time All-NBA First Team.
Yeah, his name is not Clyde. That's his nickname. Yeah.
Cardo Fat Drop.
Yeah.
He must be a producer. No, just kidding.
So, you know, the rest, Dr. J, Bob Lanier, and Kareem.
Kareem, yeah. Yeah,
so that was...
I thought we were talking NBA, so I just didn't...
I thought we were doing a starting five.
Yeah, well, yeah,
we're doing a
starting
five. Yeah.
I thought we were just doing the best players.
I thought it was the starting five.
Yeah,
I was doing the starting
five. Yeah, because that's why I had...
Yeah.
We were doing a five, but we weren't doing a five.
I did not...
I thought you were doing a starting five. That's why I was like, huh.
Yeah, that's why I had five names. Walt was a shooting guard slash
point guard.
Julius.
It said top five on the...
Walt Clyde Frazier was a point guard.
I don't know. I looked at it. When I looked it up and referenced it, they say shooting guard, like point slash shooting guard.
Yeah, okay, I guess he played shooting guard.
And Dr. J was shooting guard Earl slash small Monroe forward. Got there.
Yep.
Bob Lanier was power forward slash center. Same thing with Kareem, and your boy was a
point. All right, so we're making our all decade team.
Yeah,
right.
Okay, that. Oh. All right, that would clarify that.
Oh, I didn't. I thought it was
just because it said top five.
Me too.
So
my bad.
I thought it was top five.
But for reference,
because when we discussed it, that's what we're saying. The top.
Yeah, well,
five starters. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, I thought reference,
I'm on a no story.
For reference, I'm a 90s baby, so I really, you know what
right.
I'm saying?
Hey, don't none of us actually see these people play, but Blade, so...
Right. Well, I've seen a couple of their games. I used to have Classic Sports Network.
Yeah, I used to watch ESPN. Okay. That's how I watched some of them.
Dr. J is my favorite player of all time.
I watched Classic basketball from the 80s, not so much from the 70s.
Oh, you're right.
They never put it on Boomerang. So,
that was my
because those,
that's the
those
first
teams
sneakers I bought. Dr. J's sneakers.
All right, y'all. We're about to move on to
Who made them, Converse?
Yeah.
Yeah, Converse. Yeah.
Who's Chuck Taylor? Mm-hmm. Oh.
All right, so we're about to move on to Gots to Be More Careful. We got to be more careful. So we got some Shohei Ohtani news. So Shohei Ohtani's interpreter was accused of stealing millions from the Dodgers star to gamble. So while we was talking during the
He was actually stealing from... go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, so while we was talking, they actually came out and said... the Dodgers and Shohei Ohtani's representatives have had contacted the police, and they say he's missing massive monies from his account. So they use the word massive.
I'm surprised he noticed $700 million.
Yeah, whatever the dude for the Jacksonville Jaguars, it took a million out that $100 million out that $700 million.
Man, that's where greed will get you.
This is my thing, though. This is my thing. He didn't think that Shohei would notice.
Guess not.
Hey, he probably been doing this. For years. Who knows?
I want to see when the investigation is over, because there's people saying that. Is this an excuse to throw him under the bus? And he's the real guy?
I know what you're saying. Gambling. Gambling on behalf of Shohei.
Yeah, because they're best friends. They've been best friends for a long time, this guy.
Yeah. Maybe they didn't have that in Japan. Now. Maybe they didn't have the casinos and stuff like we got over here, man. I don't know.
Oh, no, they gamble more than we do.
They play my game.
Gambling culture.
They play Baccarat. That's my game.
Well, it makes sense then.
But I will say this, though. I think that, I'm not saying it's true or not true, I have no idea, but I do think that people are kind of reaching a little bit here, because I'm like, so because he got a gambling problem means that that's what Shohei has a gambling problem? I don't know. It's a bit of a reach for me. I'm not saying it's not true, but...
But it is definitely under investigation by law enforcement.
Yeah, it's under investigation, so we're going to see.
We're going to find out the truth one way or the other, my brothers.
Yeah, like we found out about Jordan, huh? We'll see.
Well, we did find out about Jordan, but, you know.
Once he was out of basketball, sure. Eventually. Yeah.
And also with Shohei, somebody had tried to threaten him with a bomb threat during baseball game the other day. So.
In Korea. Yeah,
Kim Jong-un?
Stadium.
Maybe it was him.
Yes, maybe.
Maybe it was him. You friendly?
Don't go.
Because you know,
play baseball here.
Do a rod.
You know he don't. No, he don't like. He don't like Japan. He's always throwing missiles. Yeah, at
missiles
him.
In the Japanese Sea of Japan.
Yeah, man. So we have a guy, Blades Taylor. He is a former college football star at Arkansas State, and also. Had worked as an analyst on college game day staffs, and also he was a current NFL scout. He has been arrested for suspicion of poisoning death of his wife and her unborn baby. So with this story, he called the police. He was like, she has an allergic reaction to her food. She's sick. They wound up doing an autopsy. When she lost the baby died first. It was 5 months in her stomach, unborn baby. Then she wound up dying the next month. And she never got better, wasn't able to talk, wasn't able to respond or nothing like that. And then when they did the autopsy, they're like, it wasn't no food poisoning. It was actual poisoning.
Poison.
What was it?
They didn't say.
I don't think it said.
Isn't it always arsenic? No, I don't know.
It seems like it, arsenic.
He told authorities that it was allergic reaction to food.
Some food. Yeah, that was they told authorities when they first took it, and you know.
But when they checked her stomach, they found poison.
Yeah.
This guy.
Yeah.
Now, he was the Patriot. He was on a current scouting staff for an NFL team like this past season.
Yeah, he was.
I guess my thing is. Think they're gonna do toxicology reports during the autopsy?
And it makes me wonder, was he doing this so she'd get rid of the baby? Like
that's what my mind
is. There's a plan B and there's a thing called divorce.
Well, he doesn't want to.
Well, as one with baby mama drama, let me tell you, man, it ain't worth it. It ain't even worth it.
Right. Right.
Just let her just man, you can't
just
do
move
that.
On with your life, bro. Yeah. Make the best of a situation.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you have to pay child support, I'm like, hell, you made the baby together, so you man, can't if, really, you know what I'm saying?
If you
like,
have to pay child support or get a lawyer, whatever you got to do,
right?
Don't take the route he took.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Speaking of some other domestic, at first I had the notes, it said Lions cornerback, but I should say Lions former cornerback, because they released them today right before the podcast, Cameron Sutton. Wanted on domestic violence charges in Florida. So Florida police been looking for him the last 2 weeks. He's been avoiding the police for beating up his alleged girlfriend and a child, I think, mm-hmm. as well. Was it a child too, Blaze?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, child.
Okay. Yeah, so the police been looking at him the last 2 weeks. They don't know where he at. The Lions released him today. I guess more information coming out about that. And he just signed, coming into the season from Pittsburgh, he signed a 3-year, $30 million contract coming into the Lions with the Lions last year. He had 65 tackles in the SEP. Started every game with them and the games in the playoffs as well.
Well, bye-bye to that career.
Man, do man. Not hit women.
Yeah. Can't hit the kids. Either,
man, right. He took it out of the kids, too.
Not like that. You know, if he's going to spank him, he spank him. Don't
hell,
he
we don't even know if that was his kid.
True.
Like, that might even be his kid.
The article didn't say his kid either. It didn't
right.
say
yeah.
child.
So, right.
child. You got to beat her, you don't need her, man. That's the thing. You got to beat her, you don't need her.
That's right.
Absolutely, Ma.
That's exactly
especially right. after you sign a $30 million
right.
contract.
$30 million. Come on.
Hey, but let me tell you, if you're going to beat a woman broke, you'll beat a woman rich. Like, that, I mean.
Yeah, that's true. What I'm saying. Like,
right. it's, stop Floyd Mayweather.
Because that $30 million should be on your head saying, you know, we have a devil on one side and an angel on one side.
Devil,
that 30
devil,
million. To,
his devil was connected to his arms. His fist was balled up. That's the devil. Right.
Exactly.
Man, no, that 30 million.
These young guys be letting these women trick them out of their position, man. You got to stop that.
Right.
I'm not even going to blame the woman. He might have been just. I'm gonna tell you, people can annoy you, but you're responsible for your own actions, man.
Right. That's why I say they. That's why I say they let them trick them out of their position, you know, because you are in control at the end of the day.
Yeah,
right. Like I said, maybe she did nothing. Maybe he just came home mad. Like,
right.
He maybe. Didn't nothing have to or, trick or, him
or she, or maybe she provoked him. We don't know the situation.
Could be but, right. It could be any one of the million things. Yeah.
Right. But at the end of the day, you still can walk away.
Nothing.
You can still
walk away.
There is
nothing that could warrant it. But I'm sure that there was zero words exchanged that made this man do this. I just don't, you know, but like, there's no reason, like, there's no excuse.
Okay. Yep.
And for sure, that child as well. Like,
right. Right.
Leave the aggression on the football field, bro. Like, man.
Some of them don't know how.
Right. So Netflix about to start his newest sports series that follows these pass catchers. They did it for the quarterbacks last year. Now they're doing it this year for these receivers. And these receivers will be Devontae Adams, Justin Jefferson, George Kittle, Debo Samuel,
JJ.
And Amon-Ra, a.k.a. Same. Jamal Boy St. Brown.
That's right.
Which is my boy that's and Jersey boy and Ricardo boy and Blake.
We're all
our
fans,
boy.
Yeah.
Amon-Ra, that's the coolest name in football. Amon-Ra,
the sun god.
Yeah. Yep.
So y'all fellas will be watching this, taking a picture.
That's actually the combination.
That
that's yeah. actually the combination of Amon and Ra.
Yeah, so,
right.
You know,
so I may actually sign into my Netflix account for this one for the first time
ever. So you what? Pay for Netflix and don't use it?
No, I got it free through T-Mobile.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, gotcha. Okay.
I didn't watch the quarterback one.
Me either. But
I might watch this one.
Bam told me
it was
really good.
I heard it was
good.
Yeah, that's why everybody.
Kirk Cousins was in that one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe if they would have had Lamar and Jalen and CJ and
they had Mahomes.
They needed Odell in there though. You need a crazy
maybe
if
they had Lamar and CJ and Justin Fields or something. I don't know.
Kirk Cousins is kind of is eccentric, isn't he? Like, he's an eccentric dude.
Who?
Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins.
Oh, yeah.
I was talking about wide receivers, though.
Yeah,
I'm he just stays home.
So who y'all are?
Like, no. Amon Ra is very eccentric.
Nah, oh, see, God. I'm thinking,
I don't know anything about him.
I like his story. I like his story. He has a nice story.
Look you up an article about Amon Ra. You'll enjoy yourself.
Yeah, he has a nice story.
He's excellent.
Yeah, I wanted to ask y'all who you think will be the crazy one. My bet will be on Debo or Devontae Adams.
I don't think Devontae Adams is particularly crazy.
I'm gonna nah,
Debo. Me either.
I think Debo.
Yeah, probably Debo. Yeah. Justin is a character too. Like, Justin is a character too.
The flamboyant one.
I'll say Jefferson.
I will tell you that Amon Ra is my pick for. Amon Ra is going to be the most interesting. I'm fairly certain of that. But it's not crazy. It's not like Diva. Crazy.
Well, you know, Ricardo said Odell Beckham, so that's why.
I'm thinking of flamboyant, over the top.
Yeah, I'll say Justin Jefferson because he already like, I don't care who throwing me the ball, I'm gonna catch it. You know, so he already kind of.
Well, you know, receivers divas anyway.
True.
Okay, but let's move on. The most quick, diva. Yo. So, yeah. St. John's, Oklahoma, and Pittsburgh declined invites to the NIT tournament because they felt they was wrongly snubbed by the NCAA for the big dance. They said, you know, each one of these team had 20 wins, and so the captain of the selection committee, there was like, what they didn't look into is that the wins on the road, like they was very, very bad road teams, and since the NCAA will be played at neutral sites, they took an effect of a team that was good on the road over them, even though they had a lesser overall record than the teams that, you know, than these three teams that are lesser record in the lesser rank. So what y'all think about that? Ma, I know you into basketball. What you think about that process?
College, yeah, for sure. First of all, go Gators. We in the tournament. Let's go. We almost won the SEC tournament last week. But anyway, I think that this is a bad move for the coaches. It sets a bad standard for their student athletes. I think just because you feel every year there's teams with beef towards the NCAA because they feel like they were wrongly snubbed or discounted or whatever the case may be. But at the end of the day, you still have a chance to go out and compete and win a tournament championship. That was the wrong move. And I wouldn't be surprised if some of their players transfer, or if they have a hard time explaining that to any of the recruits, or if their coaches are there for two. Like, I don't know who the coaches are, so some of those coaches.
Patino for St. John's.
Like, he might get a longer leash because he got a bigger name. Yeah,
I'm gonna give you a little history. The NIT was first before the NCAA. Right. They were first.
NIT, nobody cares about the NIT.
You're
right, Cardo. That's but at the end of the day, you still participate.
That is very true.
But they were first.
I'll tell you why.
Because they used to play in the Garden.
I know they were first. I'm just saying that they're not as relevant. And so, as they were
okay, so
no, that's not all right.
So some, so if you, so if you don't go to this team, if you don't go to those the game. Some of these players are never going to be in a tournament because some of them are going to be aged up. Some of them are going to be aged up.
Wait,
there's
so
still people in those stands, man.
No, I agree with that.
Scouts go to the NIT also.
Like, yeah, so, as a college basketball fan, I watch NIT games because it's still competitive basketball.
So let me ask you guys a question. Do you believe this was a move made solely by the coaches of these teams, or was there a team meeting where?
Yes, the article said the coaches made these. The coaches
solely
made
by
this.
The coaches.
Oh, okay.
That's a coach's decision. Yeah.
No. Decision. No player, Ricardo. Mm-hmm. The players don't think.
Wait. We just saw that team from Florida sit out a bowl game though, and that was the players.
But that's so a different story.
So don't say we never when it just happened, though.
All right.
And why did they sit out? Wait, why did they sit out? Why did they sit out? Why did they sit out?
Because they felt snubbed, just like this situation.
No,
but they also they sat out because they felt snubbed, and they didn't want to transfer. Some of them transferred to other teams, and some of them went to NFL. So they were like,
"That was a bad move for them."
And I said that it was a bad. Did I not say?
And
it was
I
a bad
said that
move,
as well.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
No. But that's not what I said. You said players
don't think like, "Oh, I don't care about this tournament or anything like that," because of the reasons that either Maul or.
But I never said that the players didn't care
about
the
nobody. What is nobody?
Ricardo, you did say nobody.
You probably meant fans, though.
Hold on, I was talking about the fans.
But I didn't hear you say fans, okay. So I can only go by what I heard you say.
Okay, well then let me clarify. Fans don't care about the
so,
NIL.
Let me ask you, do they not?
It's you do if you're a fan of that team. You do if you're a fan of that team, though. You do if you're a fan of that. They do put them on TV, so they do get viewership.
Yeah,
but
that's
you do
what
if
I'm
you're
saying, like,
when my Gators don't make the NCAA tournament, I still watch their NIT games.
And so do all the college fans. I just don't think you're a fan of I guarantee you Stephanie would be caring and checking the scores for her Kentucky Wildcats for no matter who they're playing.
They're overrated, by the way. Y'all tell her I said they're overrated, by the way. Okay, they're not going to be as good as people.
We're pushing that 2-hour mark. We better get to the next. But I wanted to say this too, all right, quick. But the coaches made a choice. But we talked about Patino, how he downed
and then they won the next six games.
Players on his teams. So he don't care about his players anyway.
Well, but
the way he barraged them in public was already.
You heard what I said, though?
No,
they won the next six games in a row after that. So who knows? Maybe it worked.
Maybe it worked.
But they wouldn't even have been on the bubble if they didn't.
Hold on, I think that if they asked the players to do a vote, then that would be all cool. But if the coach just said no, we're not playing. No, that's wrong because some of those players.
And that's what all three coaches in the article specifically say. Pittsburgh won 22 games, other two won 20 games.
Well, that happens every year, Cam. That's a non-story to me.
But if I was the NIT, I wouldn't invite them back if they didn't make the NCAA.
But then you're hurting the kid. Aren't you hurting the student athlete?
Okay.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, you're hurting the kid.
As long as that coach is there.
Okay. Okay, y'all. So let's move on right quick. Who y'all have as your final four prediction? Who y'all think gonna make the final four?
I didn't even look at that.
I don't even know.
I know Jersey and Mom might have a thought.
Whoever Jersey
right.
and Mom
that's
pick,
right.
I'm going with it.
That's right.
Yeah, me too.
I guess go first.
I'll go first, sure.
Even though you were the originator.
I'll take, I really like the way Arizona. They beat Long Beach State today, right? I believe they beat Long Beach. But Arizona was looking real good towards the end of the season. I'll take it's tough this year. I can't say Tennessee. I just don't believe in them completely. If you take Dalton Connect out the game, I think they're one trick pony without Dalton Connect against great.
And their coach always loses.
I don't trust him. Yeah. Auburn looks good. Auburn looks real good. So I'm gonna say Arizona. I don't know if these line up either because I have to look at the brackets and see everything. So I hope I'm not naming people that are in the same bracket, or play each other before the Final Four. But I'll take Arizona. I'll take Auburn. I'll take.
Auburn.
I'll take. Yeah, Auburn.
That's
yeah.
sizzling.
Yeah, I'll take Arizona, Auburn. I'll take. There's some good teams out here.
Pick somebody.
Hurry up.
Yeah, man. I'll take Purdue, and then I'll take my Gators, of course.
Okay.
What you got, Jerz?
I got two SEC teams. I am also going with Arizona. I have Creighton. I've got UConn, and I've got Houston. I've got Houston versus UConn. UConn trying to repeat, as we remember. And I've got Houston stifling defense, confuzzling the UConn basketball team and cutting down the nets.
That's crazy. That's the word of the day.
I don't even know if that's UConn, the word.
UConn ain't been right this year, though. UConn ain't been right this year, so they're going to have to get it together.
What about that team, that Cinderella team from, was it New Jersey or New York?
I'll say Peters. I did have them pulling an upset first round because they're facing Tennessee, but they're probably going to get their head.
Whoa, you think they can beat Tennessee?
I think that Tennessee is in the tournament, and so anybody could beat them. But, no, they're probably not going to do. But, you know, you have to throw some. Yeah.
I'll throw a dark horse out there. Watch out for FAU. They were good last year, and they're back in the tournament. So,
oh, my dark horse pick, guys, look out for, and I'm going to name one that people are going to be telling you about, James Madison, and but look out for Colorado. I don't know if they – I didn't look at results yet, but if they're still alive, they're going to be dangerous.
Okay. All right, yo. Mm-hmm. So we about to shut this thing down, man. Who going to shut us down this week? Because I don't remember who did it last week.
I did it last week.
Because I'm 56 years old, child. Mm-hmm. Jersey? Huh? Man, let the boy Maul shut us down, Maul, for old time's sake. Stuck on the night. For sure.
Put on the fire.
Yeah, I like that. That was a serenade from Cam. On that bad note, we're going to close it out today. Thank y'all for listening to another episode of the Sports Cipher.
And you know what we do?
Give the people what they want. That boy thinking we the 5-part beats want. Or something. That was snapping and.
Was that the he went to rocking and leaning too. He did.
Right. Was that who was that was?
I don't know who that is, bro, but I just know it sound good.
Oh, I mean,
it sound good.
It sound good when they suck at me.
Yeah. Hold on, cut the podcast, man. I'm out of here, bro.
All right, later.